Allora, parliamo in inglese però.
No, siamo imbarazzanti in inglese.
E beh, poi vi aiuto, poi posso editare come volete. Dai.
No, vabbè, è un po' che non lo parlo, dai, va bene.
Sì, ok, proviamo. Ok.
Dai, Gianluca, ce la puoi fare.
Today I'm at metalitalia.com festival in Milan with the Italian legendary Necrodeath. Hi guys and welcome to Metal Shock Finland. You just were on stage. How are the feelings right now?
Well, we have just finished the show a few minutes ago and I must tell you that
Peso is speaking now.
Peso, the drummer, and GL, the bass player.
Yes.
I'm here in the backstage area after the show. Was 40 minutes of real intense energy.
Yes, of course. It was a great show.
Great show. I think the audience was the answer of the audience was great.
Yes, and, yes. I heard everything very well.
We have enjoyed the show. Yes.
Yes, me too. What is your relationship with your fans? I mean, all these 30 years, they've been faithful to you, and also the new generations have come along.
Well,
you keep it up?
The new generation, the old generation, and the mid generation too, because three decades we can counting. Yeah. So, yeah, different point of view of different audience, but we have the young and the old and the medium fans that follow us in our small following.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Today, right now, I've met a guy that was at one of the very first concert in Torino in 1989, I guess.
Yes.
And he showed me a pic of that gig, and now show me the pic of today. So sometimes it's really nice to meet people that you meet more than 20 years ago.
Yes.
But at the same time, meet young, very young people of maybe 18 that it's already listening our music and it is discovering Necrodeath slowly with the new album and the old too.
Yes,
know?
Yes.
In all this time, well, there has been a period of 5 years of stopping when we split up in 1899, but then we come back in 1906.
Mm-hmm.
But then actually we have almost 12 album.
Yeah, 12.
Yes, 12. No, 11.
11?
11, but with 12. Maybe if you...
Yeah, the studio album, I mean.
Yeah, okay, yes, 11.
Yeah, 11. Yeah.
11 with the new one that is get out 1 week ago.
Yes, and now we are going to talk about that. In fact, just a couple of days ago came out your 11th studio album, The Seven Deadly Sins, on Scarlet Records. Did you have a release party?
No.
No.
No, we didn't.
It's never
really
too late.
It's never too late. So maybe we can make a party at GL House. Why not?
Yeah. Why not? Barbecue or something like that. Great.
No, we didn't celebrate because we are too old to celebrate.
I don't recognize that word. I don't have it.
On the time when we played, it's a party for us.
Yes, that's true.
That's the rule. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, great.
Exactly.
And this is also the fourth album with the same lineup.
Yes.
And that talks evidently that you found the stable balance with each other. Do you agree?
Well, I agree, but especially for the live gig, for the show, that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Because, yes, it's four albums with the same lineup, but it's 7 years that we are together as one, starting with the European tour in 2006.
Six.
Yeah.
With Marduk, we tour all Europe, and in that moment, we, how can I tell?
Well, we are realized that we play together in, I don't know, we are just a good feeling,
yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you travel so long in a little camper and a few space, then kilometer was about 10,000. Well, it's not so easy have a great feeling with the other guys. Maybe or you concretize and the feeling between us increase and
yes.
Yeah,
it's going good.
Yeah,
no, don't worry.
But because in another way, maybe some tool like that can destroy the band.
Yes.
Because
yes.
the stress, the
you know, you are different anyhow. Even if you are playing together, it doesn't mean that you are similar.
Yeah, living in the same place in a long time.
Yes.
20 days on.
Yes.
But it's not easy. It's not easy. But in that day, we realize that okay, we are
it
real band.
Yes.
We are a real band.
That's
we are
good.
A good friend. We can understand each other's, everybody with his own temperament, you know?
Yes.
And from this has been the first step of this new lineup that today is still here.
Yes.
And with this lineup, we, as you remember, we made 4 albums.
Yes.
And many, many gigs.
Yes.
All around Europe and Italy.
Great. And what kind of feedback you have got from this, about this new album?
Well, the very first...
It's a short time, but in this...
No, the very first feedback is excellent, because everybody, what I reading and I listen from the people that is speaking us about, is, hey, this is the real Nekodet album.
Yes.
We know that every time we try to do something different, because we are not exactly the band that want to make the same album, the same. We try to do something different, and I know that, for example, album like experimental, like Draculia, has been not so accepted from our fans and the magazine too. Or maybe the last one, Idiosyncrasy, really so progressive, because it's an album composed by just one song of 40 minutes. Okay, Necro de Jazz, but. We have received many, not so many, but some negative review about that.
Mm-hmm.
This album, the only things that we have think when we have start to compose this album is has been, well, in this album we must give a kick in the face to everybody that listen the album, no other rule, and then write in the first instinct, write what we are able to do.
Yes.
And the 7 Deadly Sins is the result after 2 years of work.
Okay, great. And as the title says, the themes are centrating around the 7 Deadly Sins. 7 songs for 7 Deadly Sins. Why this concept?
Why?
Why not?
Why not? Great answer.
The idea, it's not the most original idea, because everybody has see movie about the 7 scenes, read books about 7 scenes. Okay, this is our
your offering.
Yes,
for
because
this.
We know that it's nothing of so original. This, but this is something that we wanted to do, and when it started the first idea, okay, we work in this idea.
Okay.
7 song that must be a very short and intense and fast album, without any compromise.
Yes,
that's all.
There is also the first time ever that you used Italian to write most of the lyrics besides English and Latin. Tell me about this choice more.
But what was a piece of idea to put in Italian words in this album for us was a strange idea in the first time.
Yeah.
But when we have composed the songs, we have here the final obiettivo,
goal.
Yeah, and we have accepted this idea. It was nice, great.
I think about that, it's just one day I listened a song of Negazione. You know Negazione? Mm-hmm. It was an old hardcore Italian band, great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... I don't remember the song. But then that's remind my mind for a week, these things.
Yeah.
And the week after, with the guys, I have a concert somewhere, I don't remember where. And when we were in the hall of the hotel, I tell to the guys, hey, what do you think if... we put some Italian words, all Italians, but we can make a mix, maybe...
some refrain or something.
Exactly, and the chorus in English or vice versa.
Yeah.
Always without forget the Latin part that we put just a little bit in all.
Yeah.
And the guys, thought, okay, we can try, and we made just a sort of pre-production with Flesias that try to sing. Me too. Mm-hmm. I have the very first demo that we have. There is me on the voice that sing the Italian parts, and then we listen, and okay, it can work. And from that moment, we start
to do maybe someday in Finnish as well.
Why not? Your language is too difficult for us.
No, I can lend my voice. I have done it already. I have in another album.
In Ghost Rider. Yeah.
Yes. Listen. Then there are also two bonus tracks that you have re-recorded. The two classics, Tananoid and Graveyard of the Innocents, mm-hmm. from the debut album, and the other that was 89. So yes. two first albums.
Yes.
Tell me about. To review the songs, did you change anything, or you wanted to follow up the original idea?
No, the first idea was that okay, the album is not so long, because the idea was of Seven Deadly Sins was to make an album short and intense, like Raining Blood, that for me is the best heavy metal album of
Slayer.
All time. And this album is 33 minutes, no more. In 33 minutes, there is all the energy, the intense of the story of the heavy metal. So, but then label told us, okay, it's maybe can work, but if you have one bonus track, it's better. So, you know, we have some more minutes to give to the guys. So, what we think is, okay, this album is something, the sound is back to our roots, you know? And so the subliminal message that we want to give with this bonus track is take the very old songs of the first and the second album, rearrange it in a little bit, but the structure are the same, but of course played with the new lineup, new studio recording, new sounds, new style, after 25 years of the very first recording, no?
Yeah.
But that's why we choose from the very past.
Yes, yes.
The two
from
bonus
the beginning.
Rock. Yeah,
yes.
From the beginning.
Then there is also a provocative person there, a porn star, Mila Ramos. She's featuring also in the album trailer and as well in album cover artwork.
Yeah.
So why this choice? I mean, is it your idea about the Seven Sins or why?
Well, first of all, I must want to tell you that Necrodeath is a band that at 19% is a really do-it-yourself band.
Yes.
And GL is care all about internet. It's the webmaster of the band.
Okay.
Pierre and I, we are the composer of the band. And Flesias is the one that care about the image.
Yes.
Picks and videos.
Okay.
So everybody has this. Everybody has something.
Task. Work inside the band.
Task,
in the band.
Different tasks.
So, and usually, if Flesias choose a way to make a video, he has our trust and freedom, and is. Because we trust him, his way
so
of
I
work.
So I should ask him this question. Yeah, but
I can answer, because it's been really easy, the things. Because Mila is a fan of, she's a fan of Necrodeath.
Oh, great.
So at the same moment that Flesias was looking for the casting for make the booking art, she came to Flesias and tell, hey, I just be happy. To be
to
your cover and help, and I don't want €1 because I'm a fan of the band, and for me it will be a pleasure help the band in the artwork.
Yes.
And so it's been so easy for Flesias make the artwork, the cover, and the trailer. Yeah.
Great. And to me it sounds that with this album you've reached a new level of rage and violence. Was this something that you purposely were looking for during the songwriting process, or can we say that you've come back to your origins?
It's a sort of middle.
Yeah.
As I told you, the only rule that we give us to compose this album is, okay, must be very straight album,
yeah,
without experimental. We have already make experiment in the past, you know.
Yes.
This is must be a back to the roots album, and this has been the only way. Then we start to compose PNPR, and in our studio we pass many times, many hours to care about the details too, and all arrangement too. But the way was okay. We must get straight on.
Yes, in fact, the atmosphere of the Seven Deadly Sins is very much like in the 80s, but
yes, exactly,
with the modern rich sound.
Exactly.
What would you like to tell me about the technical part? I mean that how you have brought it to our days.
About the audio, probably because we have recorded in this time, that the technology is different.
Yes, yes.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
About the riffs, probably is our kind of
style,
no?
Yeah.
Pierre playing this kind
way.
Style, no?
Pierre is a great musician because he's the roots of Pierre is a power metal.
Yes.
But after 7 years with Necrodet, he right now he has a really great personality in thrash, and he know very well how compose a song and go straight on that way.
Yeah.
Not only in the rhythmic part, but in the solo part.
Yeah.
Because he has another band that play Mastercaster, that play melodic metal.
Yeah.
And you listen another style,
yeah,
but because he's an excellent guitarist.
Yes, yeah. So he transform.
Exactly.
Yes, yes. That's a talent. Yes, in fact. And before the album came out, you released the first video for the song Raph. So have you already decided for the second video? And if so, what could it be?
We were speaking before to go on the stage about that, because this show has been video recorded with a couple of camera, one from the mixer, one on the stage.
Oh, okay.
And of course,
live video.
Not live video, but live images for a clip.
Yes.
And so Flay just
will work it out.
We'll work. Yes. We don't know, but right now he has some images.
Okay.
Our idea is maybe make not soon, but maybe another song. We were thinking about Last, for example.
Yes. Yes.
Because it's the first song that we play live.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will play live Rat too. That is the video clip that you saw.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And now is a Flejas work that is gonna be
okay.
About that. As I told you, everybody have to think about something.
Okay. Okay.
And the other guy,
his part now to decide and everything. So I'm looking forward to see the next one. And okay, today you played here. And where will be the next shows? So where will we will see you on stage?
Yeah, we will have some festival, but I don't know why, but there has been something of unlucky that this was cancelled or so the next one will be in Sicily.
Okay.
In August, because in June and July the gigs that we was working about that and we was calling,
yeah,
and has been cancelled or some trouble that okay, maybe now maybe some call us.
Yes.
But the new philosophy of the band is right now is make a festival or show during the weekend and don't do long tour.
Yes.
Just in the past.
Yes, yes.
Okay?
In fact,
we prefer working in the studio, make a big festival or the nice club,
club tour,
but
yeah,
without tour, make long tour. But,
okay. But in Europe, do you think?
I don't know.
At this point, you don't know. Maybe
At the moment, the band don't look or check for this.
Okay.
Just like in the past. Of course, if something make us offers, of course we will speak between us.
Okay. 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 What will happen next in Necrodeath camp? Have you already in mind something new?
No,
I know you have. But something that you can reveal me.
No, right now it's too early. Now we are celebrating this Exactly. Okay.
And then we have another reason to have another interview. Yes, I know. And now it would be the last question.
Okay.
Would you like to sing me something? To a bass player and drummer. Please sing me something. Say me something. Oh, yeah, what words do you know in Finnish?
Vitus satamala perkele is a. Or I don't know.
Kiitos.
Kiitos. Or pillu.
Great. Your message to your fans and to our readers.
Okay, get in touch with our website.
You repeat it, please?
Yes.
www.necrodet.net. Net. Okay.
Or also Necrodet Facebook.
You can Facebook.
Yes.
Choose
yes. Soon. Yes.
Okay. Great. So I thank you very much.
Thank
for
you
this
to you,
Kitos.
Metal Shock Finland.
Yes.
And we hope to come in Finland to play.
Maybe.
Yeah. Why not?
That's here.
Why not? You have been there. And so I wish you all the best for this summer, and hope to see you again soon on stage and out of the stage,
okay.
Of course.
Okay.
All the best.
Molto bene. Grazie.
Thanks.
Ciao.
Grazie.
Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao.